Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bav Metzia, Perek Tet, Mishnah Yod Bet, which is at the bottom of Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. Continuing with the theme that we picked up in Mishnah Yod Aleph in the last podcast, which is the issue of Baal Talin, of withholding wages or delaying paying wages. Echad Schar Adam, Echad Schar Behema, Echad Schar Kelim. This is true whether it's a question of paying wages to a person or a rental fee on an animal or on vessels. Yesh Mishum Biyomot Ten Scharo, the assay of paying on time, the Yesh Mishum Lo Talin Pulat Sachir Itchad Boker, and also the lotase of withholding it past the time. Now, Ema, Tai, when does all of this apply? Bizman Shetva, oh, that's only when the claimant, be it the worker or the owner of the rental item, makes a claim. Lo Tva, oh, and over alav. You don't violate it if he doesn't make a claim. Himchao Eitzelchen Vani, oh, Eitzelchen and over alav. Also, if you credited him, at the store with a money changer, then there's no violation. Meaning, if the worker worked for you and let's say made $50 and you gave him credit of $50 that, of the storekeeper said, go give him $50 worth of stuff and I'll pay for it, that's good enough. Or the same thing with the money changer, if you tell him, give him these coins and I'll give you the other coins, then that's good. Now, Sakhir Bizmano Nishbavan Hotel. At the proper time of collection, the Sakhir, unlike almost every other case in the Torah, takes the oath that he was not paid, if contested, and he collects. Havarz mano enonish bavanotel. If, on the other hand, the time passed and he comes later, then enonish bavanotel, we'll see why. In yeshedim shetva'o harezenish bavanotel. But if there are witnesses that he originally claimed the time and the guy didn't pay him, then he could take the oath later. How much later, we'll see. Ger toshav yesh po mishum biyombo titen scharo, vein mo mishum lo talin pulat sachir itchad boker. A ger toshav, meaning a non-Jew, was accepted to shav mitzvah b'nei noach, what we call an ochel nevelot. We are bound by the assay of paying him on time, but we are not in violation of the lo talin if we don't pay him on time. Okay, now, mani matnitin. The first question is, who's the author of our Mishnah? And we'll see, lo tanakama de me'achicha v'bi yosi v'bi yehuda. There's a braita of me'achicha, meaning the darshan is that pasuk, and both Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who disagreed there, neither one of them could be the author of our Mishnah. We'll see why. Mahi de Tanya, as we see. Me'achicha prat la'achirim. Right, that excludes others, meaning it's only your brother, meaning another Jew. But it says, Migercha ze ger tzedek. That includes a ger tzedek, a proper Jew converted. Bisharecha ze ochel nevelot. That includes even an ochel nevelot, a ger toshav. Ein li alaschar adam. From this, all I know is that it applies to paying wages. How do I know it even applies to paying for rentals? Tamud lomar bi artzacha. Kol shev artzacha, meaning anything in the land. Alright, v'chulan ovrim v'chol ha'shemot talalu. And any of these cases, meaning behema, kelim, adam, ger toshav, ger tzedek, or born Jew, all of these violations apply equally. So that's clearly not like our Mishnah, where we made a distinction in the context of a ger toshav between biyomo and bal talin. Mikan amru, v'chad zchar adam, v'chad zchar behema, v'chad zchar kelim, yesh pa mishum biyomo tzin zcharo, v'yesh pa mishum lo bal talin pulat zachir. Now, that's not a comment. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda omer, ger toshav yesh bo mishum biyomot titein scharo, ve'en bo mishum lo talin. Yosef Yehuda says, like our Mishnah, that lo talin does not apply to a ger toshav, but he says, behemav kelim en ben elo mishum bal tashok bovad. But if you don't pay a proper rental fee when returning the item, then you've only violated bal tashok, which is to oppress somebody, but not the particular things of sakhir. So now, money. Who could be the author of our Mishnah? E Tanakam de Me'achicha. It's the Tanakam of that bright Kashi Ger Toshav. He puts Ger Toshav on an equal footing with everybody, and our Mishnah didn't. E Rabbi Yossi, then Kashi Behemel Kalim. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda said that Behemel Kalim are not in this category at all. So Amar Rava, Hai Tana Rabbi Shmuel. The answer is the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Echad Zchar Adam, Echad Zchar Behema, Echad Zchar Kelim. Yesh po Mishum Biyomot Titen Zcharo, Mishum Bal Talin. Ger Toshav, Yesh po Mishum Biyomot Titen Zcharo, Ve'en po Mishum Bal Talin. It's exactly like our Mishnah. So we found a third opinion of Yosef Yehuda, and that is exactly what our Mishnah says. All right, now, however, let's go back to the Braita. My Tama, the Tana Kama de Me'achicha. Why does the Tana Kama say that a ger toshav is included equally with everyone, thus disqualifying him as an authority in our Mishnah? Gamar sachir sachir, because the word sachir that we have in the context of in the pasuk of Pu'ulat Sachir is also with Lotashok Sachir. Okay, and so therefore a Ger Toshav is included in the second, he's included in the first. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda lo gamar sachir sachir. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't accept that gzera shava. So Nehida lo gamar sachir sachir. Beiman kelim mishum biyamot titen scharo nami nechay. But beiman kelim should at least be included biyamot titen scharo. You have to pay on time. So Tamechanan yomer kra v'lo tavo alav Hashemesh ki anihu. The pasuk in Dvarim says, make sure the sun doesn't set on him without paying him because he's a poor man. So therefore, mishain ba'in l'day aniyut v'ashirut. So it could only be about people, be poor or rich. So beimar kelim shain ba'in l'day aniyut v'ashirut. The item itself of beimar kelim cannot be poor or rich. The owner could be. So therefore, he says it's totally excluded from this whole category of isurim, this whole group of isurim. Now, Tanakama hai ki anihu may avilei. So what does Tanakama do with ki anihu if he says that beimar kelim are included? So he doesn't use it to define who's included. It's there to tell you that if you are going to pay, you have to pay the ani first. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, "Ahumi lo tashok sachir ani v'avion nafka." That you've got a clear pasuk that says you can't oppress an ani or an avion. An avion, by the way, is even more destitute than an ani. We'll see that in a minute. Tanakama says, "Chad lakdim ani lashir v'chad lakdim ani l'avion." He said, "You need two psukim. One to tell you that an ani, a regular poor person, comes before an ashir, and the other one is to tell you that an ani comes before an avion." Utsricha, I need them both. Why diashmin an avion? If I only was only told that an ani comes before an avion, I would say mishum lo kasiv lemitpe, because an avion is so destitute he has no dignity left. He won't have any problem claiming what he's owed, whereas an ani won't. So therefore, you have to put the ani first. Well, ashir to kasiv lemitpe, but a rich person who certainly is embarrassed to make a claim, aim low. Certainly, I wouldn't put him behind. V'yashvin an ashir, if I was only told that an ani comes before an ashir, v'shum levo tzarichle, sure, because the ashir doesn't need it. Aval avion tzarichle, but an avion who needs it desperately, aim alo, tzricha. So therefore I'm told who goes first, the one who goes first is the poor man who needs it, but who is still got enough dignity not to come and make a claim. Now Atana Didan says, manafshach. Our question on him is, e olif sacher sacher, if he accepts sacher sacher, so afilu ger toshav nami, meaning atana in our Mishnah. If he accepts sacher sacher, so he should include a ger toshav as being equal, which started this whole search. E loy olif sacher sacher by mekelim in ale. If he doesn't accept sacher sacher, then we're going to get beim mekelim in there. So the olam li olif sacher sacher, he doesn't read sacher sacher, v'shani hatam narakwa v'lo talin pu'lat sacher itchad boker. Our Tana looks at the specific language in Vayikra that says that you should not have pu'ulat sachir, meaning kol shepu'ulato itcha, anything you're working with, whether you're working with a person or you're renting an item. Ihachi afilu ger toshav nami, so ger toshav also. So markra reyacha. No, the pasuk says reyacha, your fellow, only Jews. Reyacha v'lo ger toshav. So Yachya Fidu Mekelami, and it's the same Pasuk, says Reyacha and Pulat Sakhir. So you're expanding and constricting. Ahaktivitcha. So Malaita about Bay Makel and Hotzi Ger Toshav. So why did you choose that the exclusiveness is to knock out Ger Toshav and the inclusiveness is to include rental items? The answer is Mistabra Bay Makelim Havil Rabod, it makes sense to include Bay Makelim. Why? Shaken Yeshta Michla Mamon Reyacha. Because they're included in Mamon Reyacha. So Ger Toshav Eno Michla Mamon Reyacha. But a ger toshav isn't. It's not your fellow's money. It's a non-Jew. Tanakama d'miachicha hai reyacha me'avdile. What is the Tanakama of the Braita, who includes ger toshav 100% equally, has everything be equal? What does he do with reyacha, which seems to be exclusive? Hambayle l'chiletanya reyacha v'lo nochri. It's there to exclude a non-Jew. Nochri miachicha nafka. That we got from your brother. That was the first drasha. So chav l'mishrei oshko v'chav l'mishrei gozlo. The answer is, one of them is to say that if you don't pay him, you don't violate. And the other is the issue of Gezel. We saw the two pieces of Oshek and Gezel. I never hired you, or I did pay you. Utsrichi, why di yashmin goes lo mishum de lo tarachbe? If it's a question of Gezel, because of course he didn't try anything. He didn't have any effort. Aval oshko de tarachbe imolo. Ve'iyashmin oshko mishum de lo ataliyadei. Oshko, it never came to him. Aval gozlo de ataliyadei emolo. I might think that there isn't a permission there. Tzricha, the answer is both of them are excluded. Yosef Yehuda, hai lo talin pulat sachir itchad boker ma'avidei. According to Yosef Yehuda, what does he do with lo talin pulat sachir itchad boker? Because our Tana is the one who included Behemah Kalim, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda does not include Behemah Kalim. It's for the special lesson of Rav Asi that means even if you hired him only to collect one cluster, the smallest bit of work, over Mishon Bal Talin. Bal Talin attends to the smallest bit of pay. So Tanakama learns that from Elavu Nosei Nafsho, meaning he's looking towards it, meaning anything that he worked for that he risked himself for. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda needs it for this. Why did this guy climb up in a tree and put his life at risk? To make money. It's like a Musari lesson to tell you that you have to make sure to pay him. The other lesson is that if you don't pay him on time, it's like you're killing him. Now, Avuna Rav Chista, this is a question, who are you killing? Chadamar nafsho shel gazlan, v'chadamar nafsho shel nigzal. Who are you killing? Is the employer killing himself, as it were, or the worker? Madamar nafsho shel gazlan, it's the employer. Tichtiv al tigzol dal ki dal hu ve'al tadake ani bashar. Do not oppress the poor. Uchtiv ki adonai ariv ivram kavad kovehem nefesh. Hashem will take the life of the one who hurts them. So this guy who's stealing or oppressing or not paying is hurting himself. And the one who says, of Rav Huna Rav Chista, who says that it's the victim who's being hurt here, he says, yeah, that's the pasuk at the beginning of Mishlei, somebody who steals takes the life of the owner. So Vidach Nami, the other one says, Aktiv Nefesh Bal Avikach, what's he going to do with that? So the answer, Bal Av Dahash, means the correct current owner, the Gazlan. The other one says, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hurt the nefesh of the person who steals. So clearly he's the one who's the victim here, as it were. He's the culprit, but he's hurting himself. The answer is, Matam Kamar, Matam Kavad Kovehem, Mishum Denatlu Nefesh. Kavad Kovehem, why will Hashem punish them? Because of nefesh, because they took a nefesh, the nefesh of the victim who had the thing stolen from him. Okay, we'll pick up at the next piece at Eimatai in the next podcast. And that will take us to the end of this particular piece. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.